Well, St. Louis County is using technology in an extremely cool way. Of course, nobody wants to think about snow and ice and that kind of yuck at this time of year. But when we get around to those issues, we're going to be glad that they've got this new monitoring system in place. Victor Lund is a traffic engineer with St. Louis County, and he joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more about their new setup. Vic, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is going to be super cool. Remote data sensors at 5 locations around the county. Tell us a little bit about what the sensors are, what they can sense, and where they're located.
Yeah, so they're called a roadway weather information system, and we call it RWIS for short. And what they are is they sense pavement temperature, if there's presence of ice on the pavement, air temperature, and we even have a little transducer that can measure snow depth. And then finally, we have a camera out there so we can, it takes, updates live pictures every so often. And so we can see a live view whenever we need to from a remote location to see what the conditions are at that site. And so we placed 4 of these sites around the county in rural areas. We actually have a 5th site in Hermantown, but it doesn't have the camera technology or the snow depth sensor, but it has everything else on it. And actually, that is mounted on a traffic signal. And so the 4 sites plus the 5th in Hermantown are going to help feed into our maintenance decisions because, you know, our county is pretty large. It's about 60 miles wide by 120 miles north of south. And there's some large black holes, if you want to call them that, in terms of gaps in information and knowing what the road conditions are like. And so historically, we've always just had to send maintenance supervisors out to those locations, you know, hour plus drive just to figure out what's going on out there. But that's only one point in time. And then all the other times the supervisor's not there, well, we don't know what's going on. So these systems will also have automatic notification technology with that. So if certain weather conditions are met, like a trigger, then that'll send an email to our supervisors so that they'll get an alert basically saying, hey, this condition is met. You should take a look at this.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And so we'll have continuous monitoring of all these quote-unquote black holes across the county, and we'll know exactly what's going on at the right time. And think about this. It not only helps us know conditions so we can respond better, but it kind of helps us make smarter decisions so we're not sending plows out prematurely. You know, typically we're going to have to err on the conservative side if we don't have information, which means more plow time, more staff time, right? But these might actually potentially reduce that conservative use of equipment so we don't have to spend as much time and money sending equipment out to these locations.
Not to mention the fact that if an email goes out, it's easy for a supervisor to contact the appropriate people and say, hey, we've got a report of icy conditions at blah, 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 XYZ location. And that information, you know, and we've got plows on the way, but that information can go directly to people who are out traveling in the county so that they're aware icy conditions have been reported, or it looks like this intersection could be blocked with snow, that kind of thing.
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty impressive. Now, what about the possibility, your opinion only, obviously, would it make sense to do something like this with the city of Duluth? Because snow conditions and ice conditions can vary so widely in this goofy town between what it's like maybe down by the lake and what it's like maybe over the hill.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. We've actually had those discussions already. We view this as kind of getting our feet wet in the water, so to speak. We have full expectations that, you know, if this really works the way we're thinking, that we're going to expand the system. And part of our expansion focus is Duluth, because you're exactly right. Weather conditions vary significantly, especially on top of the hill and you know, down by the lake. So, I mean, if we can have these sensors strategically placed around Duluth, not only will it benefit St. Louis County, but, you know, now we have information that we can share with City of Duluth, City of Hermantown, MnDOT, and now, you know, we can share this information so all the agencies can benefit. One other thing that we're thinking about doing, and MnDOT's actually done this already with they're called their 511 system. If you go to just Google MnDOT 511, you'll find their 511 system, where they have these weather stations all across the state with cameras. And so you can actually go on there with your mobile phone or your computer and find out what the roadway conditions are before you make your trip, and you can see camera live views. We're planning to do the same thing eventually with our system, where because we have these systems equipped with cameras, we're hoping eventually then making that imagery available to the public so that when they're traveling in real remote locations in St. Louis County, because there's no coverage there by MnDOT's 511 system, there would be coverage by these systems. So then they could utilize that for helping to make decisions for travel in wintertime conditions.
And if you know where those cameras are located and you insist on driving off the road, you could drive off the road near a camera and then you could wave for help.
You could wave, exactly. Yeah. In fact, when we were testing them, one of our guys, we just happened to catch the right snapshot when our guy in the office was testing a camera up by Babbitt, and our staff guy was up there doing some work in the cabinet. He saw the truck on the image just before he took away. Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
Exactly. Well, this is really exciting. And I would imagine that there's a certain amount of expense. What is one of these roadway weather information systems cost?
Did you get a deal? Well, yeah, well, here's how we did it. We did it kind of patching it together in different formats. We had a contractor install the equipment. We bought the equipment directly from the county. We actually even utilized the light poles that all the sensors are mounted on. Those are repurposed from the 4th Street project that we're doing right now. You know, so we're reconstructing 4th Street, as you know. And so we have the existing light poles that were out there, and we removed those, and we actually took four of those light poles. We had a free light pole, effectively, to mount all this equipment on. So we kind of hodgepodge together, so to speak. The total cost is about $25,000 to $30,000 a site. For everything, which is truly on the cheap. So.
Well, when you start to look at what you hope the savings can be and the more efficient, you know, deployment of resources can be over time, it seems like it could be a pretty good deal. And, of course, more of that, you know, cooperation and repurposing equipment and that sort of thing could certainly happen going forward, too.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, we've actually done some... you know, back of the envelope calculations on cost benefit, and it doesn't take much benefit. I mean, these things are going to leverage a lot of benefit in terms of limited, you know, reducing staff time, giving better service operations for the public, and you put that stuff into an equation. It doesn't take much to start getting your benefit cost ratio above one because this is such a cheap system.
Fantastic. Well, Vic, it's fun to hear about something that's going to make things a little bit easier for folks and that was not prohibitively expensive, and it kind of seems like a win-win-win, and who doesn't like a story like that?
So, we like it, too.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Vic Lund is a traffic engineer with St. Louis County, and he joined us this morning as our guest here on KUMD.